The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Okay, last Monday morning, I woke up early and turned on the news. And the newscasters were talking about that situation in Virginia with the governor. We've all heard that. Whether he should resign or not. But what was interesting was after they were talking about that political issue, these talking heads on TV turn the political issue into a theological issue. These talking heads, and perhaps you saw it on TV, these talking heads were saying, "What about grace? What about forgiveness?" Imagine that. This political discussion on TV turning into a theological discussion. Should there be grace? Should there be forgiveness? And then later on in the week, the talking heads were talking about redemption. Imagine that. The political issue turning into a theological issue. Redemption, grace, and forgiveness. Now, these newscasters differed about what should happen to the governor. But they were all proclaiming that there should be grace. There should be forgiveness. There should be redemption. So after I heard that political discussion becoming theological, I started working on today's sermon. And I looked at the scripture for today. And as you heard, what I read, and as you heard right here as we worship together, the scriptures for today are all about grace. It's all about grace. In today's prayer of the day, we prayed, "God, by your grace, by your grace, make us heralds of your Son. And we heard St. Paul's words about grace. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me has not been in vain. I worked harder than anyone, though it was not I, but the grace of God. It was not I, it was the grace of God working within me. And it's interesting, as we heard that second reading, that St. Paul talks about grace in his words, in accordance with the Scriptures. Today's Holy Scripture is all about grace. Every Sunday here at the altar, I say to you, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. After we have received the body and blood of Christ, I say to you every Sunday, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. I say those words at the altar every Sunday. And at the benediction, as we close our liturgy every Sunday, I say, the Lord's face shine on you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. It's all about grace. So I ask you, how have you experienced God's grace? Prophet Isaiah, in our first reading, tells us that he experienced God's grace by God calling him to proclaim a message to God's people. It's God's grace that inspired Isaiah to say, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Send me. And as we well know, these disciples in today's gospel experience God's grace through Jesus. How have you experienced God's grace? Each of us here has experienced God's grace in some way. You and I know that very well. Maybe you can identify with Simon Peter as he experienced God's grace in the gospel. There's Simon Peter kneeling down before Jesus and saying, go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. I was fishing all night long and caught nothing. And you told me to go out into the deep water, and I wasn't so sure about that, Jesus. I wasn't sure what the result would be, because after all, I've been fishing all day and night and caught nothing. And I doubted you. And therefore, I'm a sinful man. Just think of that. The fishermen fishing all those hours and knew that if they were going to go out into the deep water, as Jesus told them, it was going to take more work and more time. And they didn't know what the result would be. Peter was defensive. His reaction was one of disbelief and distrust. You heard the gospel. What is Jesus saying to Simon Peter? You are a fisherman. This is what you've been doing all your life. you know what to do. Peter, go out into the deep water and do what you know how to do. And isn't that what Jesus is saying to you and me? You know who you are. Oh, you might be going through some kind of adversity in life. You might be having some kind of trouble in your life. Your loved ones might be suffering. But you know who you are. And you know what to do. And that's what Jesus is saying to Simon Peter. Do what you know how to do. Keep on loving. Keep on forgiving. Be who you are in the midst of adversity, in the midst of illness, in the midst of sorrow. Be the person God calls you to be. And let God deal with the results. And that's what's going on in today's gospel. Simon Peter didn't know what the result would be going out into that deep water. But he let Jesus deal with the results. And that's what we have to do. In the midst of our troubles and sorrows. We don't know the final destination, do we? But we know what will be at the end is God's grace. It's all about grace. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about redemption. What results are you looking for? What results are you looking for? The gospel tells us, let Jesus deal with results. Because at the end of your struggle, at the end of the struggle of your loved ones, there is grace. And that's the good news. There's always grace. In Isaiah, in that first reading, Isaiah is called to go. Go where? What's the result going to be? And not knowing the real destination, Isaiah says, okay, God, you're giving me a mission. Send me. I will go. Send me. I will go. He says that with enthusiasm. You know, sometimes the Lord will call you with no end in sight. You don't know what the result will be. Isaiah did not know the end result, but he committed himself to God's mission. He trusted God, knowing that God would bring about the result of grace and forgiveness, redemption. Like Isaiah, like Simon Peter, we are called to go about God's mission in the world. So cast your net. Do your paperwork. Do the work that God has called you to be. Cook a good meal. Teach your students. Pour the concrete. Pour the gravel. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, do it because you know how to do it. You know who you are. Do what you know how to do. Do. Be the person that God is calling you to be. And when you do that, you will draw other people into God's kingdom. Isn't that what it's all about? Rarely does God reveal our destination, but God does give us the means to get to where He's leading us. When we do what God has called us to do, when we do what God has equipped us to do, when we use the skills that God has given us, we entrust the result to God. And at the end, we know that God's grace is there waiting for us. God's grace is there waiting for you and the ones you love. God's grace is out there. And you and I well know that God's grace comes to us through other people. And that is who we are. When it comes to God calling you to be the person He is calling you to be, there's always grace. It's all about grace. Amen.